Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
101X, Jason Deb, the Morning X. Julio from SA tweets at Jason and Deb, says, they may be old, but have you seen Mike Tyson's training videos?
Oh,
full
yeah.
Speed? F that. Nope. Don't want to be on the other end of one of those flurry of punches.
I've seen some of those videos. Oh, yeah. It's chilling.
I'm worried for my man Roy Jones, okay?
And that's him high as balls.
Mike Tyson is not of this world, all right? That's scary. And Doug in Corpus Christi says, great. Now I have a Randy Travis emergency after that bones aside.
Yeah.
I had to stop the show and go listen to Digging Up Bones before court. Because tonight I'm sitting alone just to digging up bones. What is that?
I think I know that song.
You know that song? Surely you do.
I mean, maybe only from you singing it.
Yeah. Randy Travis. Weirdish dude. Once got pulled over driving around drunk naked, I think.
I think twice he was found in the middle of the street just nude.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And I'm sure that song is about, like, old
memories.
Old failed relationships. But, like, why that metaphor? You're a grave robber? You're out digging up bones?
I think it's like an archaeology thing. Like, you're looking at the past.
Oh, okay.
So he's just sitting
like
there,
dinosaur
like,
bones.
Thinking about his past relationships.
He's not going through the cemetery, into...
He's not playing dominoes.
That's what I think of when I think about digging up bones.
It's because you're one level, Jason.
Going to a cemetery?
Randy Travis is out there. He's a grave robber.
Got to get more creative in your life.
Decent actor, Randy Travis, by the way. Rainmaker? Anybody?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody?
Yeah.
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 Exactly. Shaky Graves, decent actor. I don't know. He's playing at the Hotspot on Thursday, a drive-in concert. We have your chance of tickets in half an hour.
Twister came and stole my double wide. Things ain't been quite the same since my hound dog died. Oh, God, I'm so alone. Please, devil, keep say love me all on the phone.
You all right, buddy?
I just did a little stretch during Alex's intro song there, and I realized my abs hurt. Crushed the abs at the gym yesterday, guys.
Crushed the abs,
crushed
huh?
the abs.
Well played, man.
Oh, I'm sore though.
Brewhound Dog Park and Bar.
Ooh, where is this?
You know where it is.
Are we in Jacksonville?
Well, I think we've moved out of Jacksonville. It says Neptune Beach, Florida. Is that Jacksonville adjacent?
That's like the BKs of Jacksonville, yeah.
Oh.
Neptune Beach sounds fun.
Mm-hmm. Neptune Beach. Dog Park and Bar.
This is Brewhound. How can I help you?
Hey, I'm in town with my dogs to see some friends, and they said that this is a bar restaurant with a dog park.
It is a dog park with a beer and wine bar. We do not have food.
Oh, that's fine. Beer and wine while watching the dogs play is great.
We do need proof of your dog's shots. We need proof of rabies and distemperment.
Okay. I got
proof
those.
And just a photo on your phone of those is fine.
Oh, okay, cool.
And
I can have my vet send them to me.
And the dog, if it's over 10 months of age, does need to be fixed.
Okay, yeah, both my dogs are fixed. And do you have any size or breed restrictions or anything
nope.
like that?
Nothing yes, like that. We I just need it. The proof of shots and the them being spayed or neutered.
Great.
Yeah, so if you want to come on in, fill out some paperwork, and you'll be good.
Oh, that sounds great. I'm so thrilled because some people are racialist, because I have a pit bull type dog. So.
Yeah,
and she's great. You're the best. Thank you so much. I can't wait to see you.
No worries.
All right,
see you, man.
See you today.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Love you.
Bye.
Bye. No, he got me with a have a good day, and I said you too. You can get the phone calls. They get you with the responses, you know. They say something, and you just automatically say it back. And then, because I said you too, and then I said love you, and it was too late.
You should have tried it in dog.
I'll leave that to you.
Is that I love you in dog?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you say other things in
much.
Dog?
Rough.
Oh, Lord.
Rough.
A joke was rough.
Yeah. Thanks, Nick. Talking of rough, I got some bad news.
What happened?
My trip to Jacksonville is off.
Aww.
Oh, no. There's
it's
a man
off.
Down.
What happened? It's not going to happen. I'm not going to happen.
Are you coming down the mountain before me, Kyle?
We're at We're keeping it at 100, all right? Don't you worry about us. We've got.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. We've got our long-distance love relationship going on just fine. I was going to fly to Jacksonville the first weekend or like the Monday before Thanksgiving. I was going to stay the week and come back on Saturday. And I was looking forward to it. We're going to go and have brunch. We're going to go to the beach. We're going to do all kinds of fun things. Right. Have just a fantastic week. And yesterday I was looking at flights and I was kind of grumbly because I was like, everyone getting a flight for a price of a bottle of water and I can't postage stamp on it. This flight's at $560. What the heck? Florida. So I screen capped a picture of some flights I was kind of looking at in good times, wanted to make sure it worked out with him, and I texted it to him. And then I didn't realize, but he usually gets back with me quite quickly, and it was a couple of hours, and he texted back, "Oh my God. I'm so sorry."
Oh my God. He's got another radio host sleeping on his couch that day?
No, I'm the only, there can be only one, Kyle.
I told you, he's invited Beto on a fishing trip.
Okay, but Beto can come.
Fishing.
All right, that's fine. Me and Beto have talked about it. He doesn't have a spare room, so we have to share a bed. So it's like.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, me and Beto, not me and Florida man Kyle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. But no, he just found out that his mom has invited his sister and nephew to Thanksgiving. So it's going to be a grandma gets to spend time with the grandchild because there's only one grandchild. And so it's going to be a special family holiday. They don't need no stranger flipping, hanging around, being weird and having English things and not caring about sweet potato pie or whatever it is. So I'm out.
So it's off?
It's off.
Can't you just go to Jacksonville and do all your brunch things and then make your own business on Thanksgiving?
No, because it's not just the one day. They're going for the week, you know? Yeah. It's family time. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't want to intrude. I don't want to. I do want to, like, but now I'm like, well, what do I do for Thanksgiving? Because, I mean, I don't eat turkey, so I'm not going to cook all that stuff. So I was like, hey, you want to go? Oh, and then I bought San Antonio guy scuba diving lessons for his birthday in January because when we went to Hawaii at Christmas, I was all over the snorkeling and the snooba. I was crushing it. And he was a bit anxious. Like, he didn't take to it as well. He hadn't done it as much as I have. And I was like, look, you get over this. You learn how to scuba dive. We'll go to the Keys. We'll go to somewhere fancy and look at all the pretty things under the water. And he hasn't had one lesson yet. Mm-hmm. A whole year.
He seems like, San Antonio guy seems like the kind of person that, like, he just already can hold his breath for like 8 minutes.
Right. He just does it for fun sometimes.
Yeah.
He's sitting on the
sitting
couch
in the, in the dark.
I haven't breathed. I haven't had a breath for 7 minutes.
And I'm cleaning his freight. Gun.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are you saying? You guys are going to go get scuba lessons somewhere? Or what?
No, I'm a certified scuba diver. I don't, I got my certification when I was, hang on.
For you.
I was like 21. I was living in Spain. Living the high life of just doing nothing. And I got my certification with Paddy. And I don't have a card or anything, but I think they just still believe that you're certified. Yeah, it's easy nowadays. Mm-hmm. It's way easier as well. You have all these computers and stuff. You don't need to learn all that old stuff. But yeah, so I'm already certified. And I was like, we could go to Key West. We could go to Mexico for a few days. Mm-hmm. And, I don't know. But I don't know. Now he's got a softball tournament on the Saturday before Thanksgiving. So he thought I was going to be gone. So he signed up for this tournament, which is in Temple. It's not really romantic up there, is it?
You could go to beautiful Temple, Texas for...
God, no. He did mention going to Inks Lake, going camping, taking the dogs, staying in a cabin. But I was like, I was kind of looking forward to the beach.
Have some squirrel for Thanksgiving dinner?
Well, I was looking forward to having a fun brunch with pancakes and Kyle and gay fun. And now I'm not getting any of that. But I feel bad because Kyle keeps texting me like, I'm so sorry. I still want you to come one day. I'm like, it will happen. We are going to have our awesome adventures on the road with Florida man Kyle and Deb. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen.
He's been hitting me up to go as well. And I just remembered yesterday that one of my best friends moved to Jacksonville a couple years ago. So yeah. Little teen time Brittany. Also,
the two of you guys go to Jacksonville for Thanksgiving
together.
I don't
want to intrude on Deb's vacation.
Come on, man. What's the problem?
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Jason, Deb, Morning X. Julio from SA tweets to Jason and Deb, says, really, Deb, fell for the, I'm sorry, my grandma's visiting story? That sounds made up.
Look, he's a model. He lives in Canada, but he's real.
The grandma?
No, I'm talking about
Florida Man.
He wants a full week's worth of grandma time. That's the
grandma lives with him. Mom lives with him.
Oh.
It's the sister and the kid that are coming in.
Yeah. I had dinner with my mom and sister and Aiden last night. It was my mom's birthday.
You're a horrible
birthday.
Human
Happy
being.
Happy birthday. It was the first time, I think it was the first time the four of us were all together for any extended period of time since Hawaii. And
how is that possible?
It was nice for like 20 minutes or so. And then Steph's very busy, okay? We're all very busy. Yeah. Lone Star Steph says, Deb,
yeah,
let's have some gay fun.
But it's not going to be as fun gay fun without Florida Man Kyle. That's all right. We'll make it happen another time. Maybe we'll just wait for the weather to get warm in the spring, and then we can go and do all kinds of fun.
It's Florida, isn't it? Like warm all the time.
They still have somewhat downturns of the weather.
That's what the next excuse is like. Oh, it's a freak blizzard, Deb.
Yeah,
Jacksonville's closed. Airports, you can't get in.
Shut up, Nick. It's gonna happen.
I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone.
There you go.
Tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones.
You know what
he's
doing?
That is a grave digger analogy. That ain't no dinosaur bones, okay?
It's not dinosaur bones or grave bones. Memories.
Dead and gone.
Yes, love relationships. Do you know what he's doing, Jason? He's sitting there on Facebook stalking his ex-girlfriend.
Right. But his analogy is about grave digging, okay?
His analogy?
Possibly. But it refers to the digging up bones as he's just sitting back there thinking about past relationships.
I got it. But I'm just saying, okay? It's a weird... There's grave digging. You're just this close to necrophilia, okay?
You love that song, so it worked on you.
That's what I'm worried about, okay?
you might be into necrophilia.
I do love that song. What did you plant in me, Randy Travis?
Okay, next Sucktones hit has got to be a song about grave robbing.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.
Julie Bingling tweets at Jason and Deb, says, Deb, do you like reptiles as pets? I really want a bearded dragon.
Ooh, that's not for me. I'm not in that. I'm not in that reptile game. I don't do that snake life.
That's better than spiders, though, right?
Oh, they're
pet spider?
They're the same.
Yeah, I guess they have
people who have spiders and lizards, it's the same. And I know that's mean of me to say it. It's not for me.
The spider thing freaks me out because, of course, it should. But one of my dad's old friends, like years ago, he had a tarantula. And it was this huge aquarium that was all decked out. But tarantulas are cool because they molt. They split their skin. And so then you're just left with like this empty tarantula shell that you can just use.
That's
to, like,
cool.
Well, because you can use it
people
to
it.
Like just leave on your girlfriend's pillow or something.
As you should.
And, that didn't seem fun. Who was the movie person? Oh, Buzz from Home Alone had a tarantula, right?
Buzz, your tarantula. Woof.
And at PoolAid ATX says, I found a box tortoise in the skimmer of a pool once. That doesn't seem good.
No. Was it dead?
Probably.
We have an Amazon Echo Dot for you to win tomorrow. Does Deb Know Stuff around this time? But right now, your chance to attend the Shaky Graves Parallelogram Drive-In Concert Thursday, the hotspot in Cedar Park. Go.
Now's the time that we ask Deb about the game of football. Will brains and science know what we mean by fourth and goal? Does Deb know? Does Deb know? Does she know?
Our contestant, hi, Corey.
Hey, what's going on,
yo? What's up, Corey? We're going to ask Deb three football trivia questions. You tell me, does Corey know the answer? Get two out of three, and you're going to win Shaky Graves tickets. All right, my man?
All right, sounds good.
Dog football trivia. Football dogs. Talk about dogs.
Dogs and football.
Yeah.
All right, I can
Here
do it.
Go. What school's bulldog mascot did Bevo charge before the 2019 Sugar Bowl? Bevo charged at whose mascot? Was it A, Georgia, B, Tennessee, C, Texas A&M, or D, Yale? Do you think Deb knows the answer, Corey?
Oh, I want to say yes.
Yes, bowl season. You know about
Good job, Corey. You know me. You know. Took a bit too long to decide on that, though.
Uh-huh.
Took a bit too long.
If you miss this now, that's going to be...
Well, I'm not going to miss it, because this is... I hope I'm not going to miss it. This is what I know about football. I know football things about things that aren't about football.
Uh-huh.
If that makes sense.
Write that down for tomorrow's
trivia. Football things about things that aren't about football things.
All right, then.
Obviously. I remember that, and I watched the clip again recently. For some reason, it came across my desk. And,
I'll tell you why in a sec.
And, because the guy sued, right?
Yeah,
that's right. And I'm against live mascots, as you know, for a long time. And I don't think I knew until that point that Georgia had a live mascot. Now it turned blue, though. Maybe they'll turn all that stuff around. So, yeah, my answer is Georgia.
Because Georgia voted for Biden, they're going to no longer have a bulldog mascot at
there? Hopefully. Hope it change.
Look, that bulldog will have it. It's had a better life than I ever will.
Yeah.
Now, being charged by a bull... The noise of the crowd and being carted around like that, it's not a good life for an animal, Nick.
He's got a pretty nice house.
Yeah.
It's not a good life for an animal.
Sweet house. Plus
animals are for... dogs are companion
like
animals.
Just tripping balls all the time.
Oh, yeah. Animals should not be high on drugs either.
How much money?
I'm an animal.
I love drugs.
Yeah.
How much?
Give them to humans then. Have a human dressed up as Bevo and give him drugs.
If they give me a house, I'm in, University of Georgia. I'm in.
Dress Nick up as a dog, give him drugs.
How much money, Jason, would they have to pay you to take a charge from Bevo?
Take a charge?
Like he won't gore you, but he's going to make contact. Let's say a glancing blow.
Well, that's what... Bevo. Can you sue a Bevo? I guess the University of Texas is being sued by one of their photographers who was there that day. Who says that he got a horn to the backside, like his back, not his behind.
Cut him like a wire fence.
Yeah. I mean, are my injuries to be determined?
You're not punctured.
Yeah,
but he's gonna come at you, hit you with his head, and throw you over him, and you're gonna go up over him and then land
like a rag doll.
Yeah,
oh, that's not. I mean, yeah, I might even do it for a couple hundred. I could do that, no problem.
Just break all right. the bones.
Yeah, I mean, well,
When was the last time you fell down when you were frogging? Yeah.
You are vastly underestimating our listeners' desires to raise money for something.
Can I wear a helmet? Am I allowed to wear pads?
I'll give you one of the Mark Ingram football suits or the police dog suits.
I mean, I should hold out for more, but if you're asking the least amount, yeah, I'd probably do it for a couple hundred bucks. Why
not? You're an idiot.
I mean, if you're telling me, if you promise that he's not going to puncture my scrot.
you might do that on the way down on your own.
You guarantee me.
We'll give you a special helmet for that.
Intact scrot. Yeah, then I'm about it. All right.
Okay, what if he punctures your scrot, but they can fix it and everything's fine?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry, because if it's got scars, girls won't ever know. We don't look at that stuff.
I was questioning myself.
That didn't sound real.
First time I said scrot, and now he said it four times.
What do you mean? That didn't sound real.
You sound like it sounds like you guys do look at that stuff immediately and talk.
Oh, now listen. If we knew you had a scarred scrot, we would somehow in the middle of the night be able to get a picture of it and send it to all of our friends. But if like you had a scarred scrot and didn't mention it in the middle of the night,
are you saying you wait until I fall asleep and you're going to take pictures of my parts?
Yeah.
If I did that, you'd cancel me immediately. All
yeah, right. It's fine. We're just getting back at you for
now,
years
for some
of
reason,
oppression.
I'm picturing a scrotum that has like an eye patch for some reason.
I mean, it wouldn't need a
crutch. Just tucked up in there.
Is it like smoking a cigarette and telling stories about the war? What is
no,
it?
He's quite young.
All right. Corey, you were correct there.
He's got a little bandage around his head.
Yes. Going to win the tickets. The Dog Pound, D-A-W-G, Dog Pound, is the name of the raucous fan section of what NFL team, even though it has nothing to do with their nickname? Who has a dog pound? Is it A, the Seattle Seahawks, B, the Las Vegas Raiders, C, the Cleveland Browns, or D, the New Orleans Saints? Do you think Deb knows the answer? Corey?
Oh, this is a tough one, but I do think she knows this.
Oh, Corey, you're a sweet man.
Who's got a dog pound?
I feel like I've seen it written somewhere with someone recently that I saw on TV with people.
You've seen a dog pound?
In this dog. Pound. Oh, like a pound. Give me the teams again.
Seattle Seahawks.
No.
Las Vegas Raiders.
I think that's them.
Cleveland Browns. New Orleans Saints.
Oh, or is it the Browns?
I'll give you a hint. For the sake of their fans, it's a no-kill dog pound.
they don't kill any of the fans in there. Some of their fans probably wish they were dead.
Yeah.
That's not funny.
Let's
go the Browns.
Yeah, it's the Browns. You did it. You said it has nothing to do with their nickname. The Browns mascot is a dog.
Yeah, but the Brown but has Brown nothing is, to do with the dog.
What is the Brown again?
There was a coach, Paul Brown. I'm pretty sure it's named after them, legendary football coach.
Mm. Yeah.
Also, I included the Saints because the Seattle Seahawks, they have the 12th man. The Las Vegas have the black hole. Yeah. The Saints apparently have a dog mascot named Gumbo. Like,
really?
not a live mascot. And I'm like, yeah. And I don't.
They made him into Gumbo?
His name is Gumbo.
But he's not alive.
Well, it's a costume.
Oh, okay. You did it, Corey. You win. Finally, what is the name of Texas A&M's dog mascot? Is it A, Artillery, B, Reveille, C, Battalion, D, Fubar, E, Taps, F, Shore Leave, G, Torpedo, H, MRE, I, ROTC, J, Trebucket,
Trebuchet.
That's a Trebucket, if you ask me.
Wow.
I'm gonna go to New Orleans.
That was a difficult one.
I'm gonna get a Trebucket of gumbo. K, medevac. L, cannon fodder. M, blanket party. N, whiskey tango foxtrot. O, brown star cluster. What is a brown
it's
star?
It's Reveille. It's B.
Yeah,
it's Reveille.
It's too many crappy pants.
A brown star cluster.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Oh, yeah. Nick. In the army.
I thought it was going to be some butt stuff.
Oh, Jesus
really
Christ.
Is.
Yes. I'm going to have to ask San Antonio again if that's real for certain.
Have you ever brown star clustered?
I think he might have done one recently, but that was just a sad accident.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.